This is episode number 2118 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, December 28th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, three members of the K-pop group BTS, the biggest group in the world right now, tested positive for COVID over the weekend. Suga was tested positive on Friday. RM and Jin tested positive on Saturday.
And
hopefully the other four members are okay. These guys have had to cancel all kinds of appearances and things like that because of COVID in the last couple of years. So, and they're still huge here in the United States. Just huge.
I'm sure every time there's a cancellation, thousands of girls are crying.
Yeah, well, that's true. They just returned, by the way, from the U.S. earlier this month, and or RM had. I don't think the whole group is traveling still. So.
Oh.
Anyway, lots of thoughts and good thoughts for the guys on in BTS. I'm sure they'll be back up and running pretty soon. So.
I wonder what BTS stands for.
I should know this, but I don't.
Big time singers?
Maybe. It's time for the Who Cares News. Oh my God. Here's Morgan.
Well, 2 months after Kim officially transferred the marital home fully under her name, Kanye has bought a house.
Ah.
It's a single story home directly across the street from Kim.
Oh, across the street. Oh my God.
That's not so good for her dating life.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So apparently he wanted it's a modest little 5-bedroom, 4-bathroom house.
Yeah.
Modest.
That's small. But that's small for him.
That's true.
He has a ranch.
So this is a Hidden Hills. Yeah.
Hidden Hills, yeah. Right.
So he wanted it so bad that he paid $4.5 million.
Wow.
Across the street from the ex-wife.
For a 5-bedroom house. $4.5 million.
But believe it or not,
that makes the comps go up.
Well, it's over $500,000 over the asking price.
That's a lot, but still, $4 million is a lot for a 5-bedroom house in Hidden Hills. Oh my God!
But it is Hidden Hills, so it also happens to be the very first time in 67 years that a house has been on the market.
67? Wow!
But I wonder if Kanye went to them and said, "Hey, I'm going to give you lots of millions. Would you like to move?"
67 years? I can't even do the math on that fast enough. That would be the 1950s was the last time it was sold. And in the 1950s, it probably sold for $10,000 if you want to think about it. Maybe 20. That was a lot of money for a house in the 50s.
With the 67 years, though, it also means it's likely that it's been, 67 years since it's been remodeled. And there's a good chance it's going to need some updating.
I think so.
But we don't know that for sure.
Maybe they did a kitchen reno in the 1980s.
We've expressed Kanye's interest in getting his family back.
Yes, he has.
Back together.
He has. So what says, hey, I want to get back together with my wife and she's more than willing to accept me than being a stalker that lives across the street. I'm just saying.
Yeah. You bring up a good point, Pinkham.
I do bring up a good point.
A source says, though, that the house transaction, it's more for it's more for the kids.
Well, yeah, I can see that. The kids can, I don't know, they can have their driver drop them off across the street just as easily as they can be dropped off at mom's house. So, you know what I'm saying? Because the streets are pretty big in Hidden Hills.
Yeah.
Across the street could be a half a mile away. There you go. Well, welcome to the neighborhood again, Kanye.
Zoe Deschanel.
Yeah?
Always getting bechamel sauce.
Bechamel and Deschanel sauce.
Yes. Zoe Deschanel sauce.
Yes.
And Property Brothers Jonathan Silver Scott.
Yeah.
See, when I first saw the story and I saw those names, I thought, oh, are they engaged?
No,
they're going to they purchased a house together.
Oh.
They're currently in the middle of making it their dream home.
In other words, the Property Brothers are renovating it.
More episodes, yes. Yeah. Yes, it'll be.
Oh, I'm sure.
It'll be the show.
Yep.
So now Jonathan says that he and Zoe have made been looking at houses around Los Angeles.
Okay.
And they fell in love with a 1938 Georgian style home designed by a renowned architect.
So that does mean Reno.
Oh, yeah.
1938 says Reno.
So it sits on... Okay, this kind of shocks me. It's small.
Yeah.
It sits on a little over an acre.
A little over an acre in Los Angeles. That's huge. I wonder where they could have found... Wow, an acre of land. That's crazy. Maybe the Palisades. Maybe someplace. If it's that old of a house, it had to be, you know...
Well, like he says, it was...
Wouldn't be in the valley.
Yeah.
It's not that much room in the valley.
That's true. So I don't know where it's dawning on me. I don't know where they're doing it.
But here's what I do know. Uh-huh. Yep. Probably lath and plaster walls if it's that old. Probably knob and tube electrical that's gonna have to be replaced. Probably galvanized pipes that are all rusted out.
Well, Mr. Negative. It's
probably got...
However, just think about how many episodes they'll get off of it.
Well, that's true.
Yes.
Do this. They'll have their surprises for the drama. And there will be sad emoji faces on Zoe and on Jonathan's face when Drew comes to tell him, oh, you know, it's going to be $10,000 for the new roof.
Yeah. Honey?
Not that it matters to them.
No, they're doing money, quite well.
So I think... Didn't they do Drew's house before he got married?
Yes.
See, I think they're following in step with that whole matter.
And then I want to say, did he propose during that?
Yeah, they had a proposal party.
Oh my goodness!
Engagement party. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I don't think he engaged. No, I think they were already engaged. He and Linda, but they big family party. After the house was done. So they had a reveal and engagement party all together. Now, in keeping with HGTV, because we remember that Christina Hack, Almusa, married her last ex-husband, Aunt Anstead, at the end of one of her reveals of her house.
Yep.
So this, you know what? I say they get married. At the end of this one. That's what I think.
I think so.
There will be a wedding episode of Jonathan and Zoe. Zoe, well, right? I always want to call her Zoe, by the way.
I know. Zoe. Spelled Zoe.
Yeah. I'd slap my mother for a name like that. Call me Zoe.
Your mother would slap you right back, boy.
That's true. You know who would slap me would be Halle Berry, and I wouldn't mind whatsoever. So, for any reason.
I can see it.
Have you seen her in the Caesars sportsbook ads on TV as Cleopatra?
What? No, I never got as far as Cleopatra.
Love those. She is fabulous. Fabulous.
Oh, good grief.
One of her best acting jobs ever.
Oh, goodness.
It's still good, though. Or who cares tomorrow? Have a great day, Ed.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.